Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Side the one, Lipke motion right to left, handoff, Javonte Williams. Bang at left guard, and the Cowboys score the first touchdown of the season.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Oh, powered by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
And let's start with the question we posed on the other side. Is Tyler Smith in the NFL top 10? What do you think?
Either he's in it or he's left off the list.
What if he's 11 or 12?
Oh, yeah. My bad. I thought we were down to the top 10. So he either he's in it or he's left off the list or he's in the top 12.
Those are all of the possible options. That is factually accurate.
I'm going to say he's number 12.
Number 12 is one Will Anderson.
Wow.
He has moved up 34 spots from 46 to 12.
That's a giant jump right there.
I might think that's kind of low.
I think so too.
Never mind. I think he's better than the next person on the list. So.
Oh, no, it's Tyler Smith. Kevin thinks Will Anderson's better than Tyler Smith.
Come on.
Do you think Will Anderson is better than Tyler Smith?
Pass.
That's what I thought. Number 11 on the list. Quarterback for the New England Patriots. One Drake May. And yes, really? I will say I do think Will Anderson is better than Drake May. As Drake May makes his first appearance in the... which is a weird comparison, I know. His first appearance in the NFL Top 100 at number 11. So, to your point... Tyler Smith, it sure does appear, is in the top 10. I cannot fathom him not being in the top 100.
I just, the respect that I hear from other people around the league that cover it, just everything about him is, this dude's a monster, and nobody wants to play against him.
Right.
So I'm with you, dude. I'm concerned. I'm very concerned that they're like, oh, no, the only good players on the Cowboys are the three offensive players that are, that produce the produce
I don't
points.
Think he's – I'm so sorry, Steven. I do not believe that he is going to make it.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. You know? You never know what options might lie before you.
Yes, that so, is true.
Yeah, I just – like, and again – if he's in the top 10, Kevin, did Zach Martin ever make the top 10? I don't know.
You know, I'd have to go back and check.
I don't think he did.
And, that's crazy to
and
me.
And that's wild. So if he's in the top 10, that's something that he's already in the Hall of Fame at this point.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and put him in there. Give him the jacket. You can say you can retire this year, buddy.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back through the list again. And figure out who is left.
Out of the offensive linemen, too?
Yes. But, I mean, there are people that you immediately, like, you know, Josh Allen is going to be in there, right? We didn't get him already, did we?
I don't think so.
Matthew Stafford is going to be in there. Jahmyr Gibbs, Patrick Surtain, Myles Garrett, I would imagine. So, yeah, I need to...
Michael Parsons.
No, what about not Michael Parsons.
Since they started this, Kevin, this is wild, right? That since they started, only one defensive player has ever been number one.
Really?
And only...
I think Garrett is going to be number one.
And only one non-quarterback aside... Oh, I'm sorry, two defensive players. Aaron Donald also got it. J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald... and Adrian Peterson. Other than that, it's always quarterbacks.
Okay.
Weird.
Interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. Never mind. Last 2 years was... Never mind. Screw this list.
Okay.
I'm out on this if Tyler Smith isn't number one.
All right. Well, I mean, look, Tyler Smith was number one in ESPN's interior lineman, so I would be inclined to think he is there. All right. Let's go from that to some NFL preseason. Yesterday... it was a tough day for Fernando Mendoza. Had his first pick six in the NFL, though I do appreciate afterwards he came out and said, look, it just shows that I have a lot more to learn.
Uh-huh.
Which, and it's preseason.
Also, maybe you don't need to chase down the guy running the football back in the preseason.
Yeah.
And get stiff-armed.
Yeah, that is a tough lesson
that was,
to learn.
That was bad, dude. Like, and do you think that Kubiak brought him to the side and was like, hey, man, don't do that?
Sure.
I think Kubiak did say, was it this morning or last night, he's not going to commit to a starting quarterback yet for the season opener still?
Yeah, he goes, I got a week.
All right, yeah, sure.
Figure
like,
it out.
You have Cousins, and you're like, no, I just, Fernando Mendoza looked pretty sharp tonight.
I would be like, is it because you think one of them's not ready and one of them's not good enough?
Ooh, which one's not ready?
Well, see, but I'll let him interpret that question however he sees fit.
Did you hear Mendoza last night on the sideline with Laura Rutledge?
Oh, no.
And he said, tell Mr. Buck I said hi. And she goes, what about Mr. Aikman?
Come on, Daddy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's just how polite he is. He's like, oh, Mr. Buck, how's it going?
But not Mr. Aikman.
Good to see you.
All right, so... You were talking in the first segment about fines when it comes to the joint practices and everything. Well, get ready for another one of those fines to come out because yesterday the Giants-Dolphins practice was filled with fights. Players were pulled off of the practice field because of this. And Jeff Hafley, who remember just a few days ago said about his wide receivers, no block, no rock.
No rock.
He said he... was very disappointed that players had to be kicked out and everything like that. And then we go to Saquon Barkley, who said, quote, I hate joint practices. Specifically, he goes, I'm the wrong guy to ask because I hate joint practices. I think one day is good.
Kevin, I think the Giants should be fined the maximum penalty for this. The Dolphins not, but the Giants for sure. So much so, they should be fined.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Draft picks for the future. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I would support that.
The Cowboys won.
The Cowboys a competitive advantage.
Stupid that they find them, but for the Giants, you find them whatever.
So much worse.
Yeah. So I mean, did you see what happened?
Yeah.
I read that they were fighting. So yeah, find them everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about international football.
Okay.
Because we discussed this a couple days ago when Roger Goodell's like, look, it's a matter of if and not when. And I want to go back to the 2023 Athletic Anonymous NFL Player Poll. A majority of players, 55.4%, said they would not want to play on an NFL team based overseas. 35% said yes, and 9.5% said maybe.
Okay.
So that's a tough start, and maybe opinions have evolved over the last 3 years, but if you go at that last data point, you've got 55.5 that wouldn't want to do it to essentially 44.5.
That's actually a pretty big either, number that would.
Yeah, either a
it.
Yes or a maybe.
Yeah.
So perhaps that gives you somewhere to start.
Does that mean that they would want more pay to be there? And they're like, look, if let's negotiate something here.
You know,
or
that's a really interesting question. And then what I've always wondered, I should have gone back and looked this up, like when it came to the Blue Jays and stuff like that. And I know contracts have evolved. Could you require that you get paid in U.S. dollars as opposed to like euros? Because I'm going to focus a lot on...
You can require that you get paid Bitcoin.
That's a good point.
So I wouldn't
why,
see
not?
Why not?
That is a great point.
But I'd wonder what you... I guess you have to pay whatever taxes still. So like that's... And I don't know what their tax rates are overseas.
Yeah, I have to admit, I did not look far enough into that, but I'm fascinated by that discussion. Now, Yahoo put out their list of the four international cities most deserving of a franchise.
All right.
Number four, Madrid. So we're going to get Spain on there.
Yeah, that's real.
Number three. Okay, well done. Number three, Munich in Germany. I'm going to skip number two for a second. Number one is London.
London, now, France.
That is in England.
All right.
And number two on the list is Mexico City. So for the purposes of this discussion.
It's a perfect place.
I agree. But I don't think Mexico City would be in their international division. Now, I realize that your response could be, but they're not in the United States, and that is an insane take. But an international division of London, Munich, Madrid, and Mexico City doesn't work.
You have to fly.
Yeah, you're going to have the exact same travel problems or very similar travel problems as a lot of different teams in the United States. So I think Mexico City could be an expansion someday, but I don't think it would work in this international division.
Okay, which NFL team is furthest east?
The Giants and the Jets.
Okay, let's send the Jets. Who cares anyway, you know? So let's send the Jets over into that division and let them be that.
Look, if they ever had a team from Japan, I really do think they might just lump them in with like the Seahawks and teams like that.
So you think that there still needs to be another, like a Italy or France?
Yes. Or I will let you decide based on some of these nicknames.
Even though they already have the London team.
That people submitted.
Ireland.
Okay. What would you think about the Dublin Rebels, the Madrid Bulls, the Berlin Blitz? I don't know about that one. But
Berlin Blitz is actually dope.
Yeah,
oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. But the idea that London could house two teams, because that seems to be something that Goodell believes as well.
SoFi has two teams.
I had a good point, and that would help facilitate your division a little bit better as well. But if they did go to Sweden, tell me you would not want the team to be named the Stockholm Syndrome. Right?
It's pretty good.
So, I have not got the sense.
It's pretty good.
I've not got the sense, Alec, that I can't tell if you're proud or disappointed. I've not gotten the sense that Sweden is high up on the NFL's expansion list, but if it is, it should be the Stockholm Syndrome. And no one will change my mind about that.
I believe that part.
It looks like, Kevin, it looks like the Patriots are the furthest east.
Oh, okay.
On this map that I'm looking
at. Okay, that
right
makes
now.
Sense.
So it has the Patriots
okay,
and Jets. So
sure.
If you really want to go take over other countries,
right.
You send in the most American thing, and that's a Patriot.
What?
Just like our missiles.
That makes a lot of sense. But
remember the Scud missile?
Yes, I do remember the Scud missile.
But it sounds so much worse than the Patriot missile,
it
too.
It does.
Like, you're like, ugh, it's a Scud. Good.
Yeah.
Scrape it off the bottom of my shoe. Why don't
yeah,
you?
Because it takes kind of the, it took scrubs from the time or duds and kind of put them all together.
Yeah.
I feel like Rudy from The Cosby Show might have said something similar to that.
Okay.
Didn't she call her friend a scrud or something like that? I don't think I might not be right, but I'm not too far off on that, I believe. But I still think long-term, there's a possibility if you got that international division, you would also expand out with another four-team division that it could include, like, your Mexico City and other expansion areas that you want to run in the NFL.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Gray Bar does that.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.